So let's review. Zok the Mishnah, Hamoitzi meis betchila mushkiv kedarkoi noit loy ve'est frusase. If a person finds a kever, a single grave of a mess that was in Yidua, not known, and it was lying in the regular way, he may transfer the mess, but he must include the surrounding earth as well. As Taisa cites from the Gemara Masechta the Sanhedrin, bekever Yidua asur lefanoise. If it was known that the mess was buried there permanently, the mess may not be transferred. However, benimtza mutar lefanoisei, a kever whose existence was in Yidua may be transferred, because we assume that the mess was only buried by Akroi temporarily. Taisus later explains that this is halacha l'moshe mi-Sinai. The Mishnah continues, Shnayim noitlan ve'est frusasim. If he finds two mason, he may transfer them as well. However, matzah shleisha, im yesh ben zeh lozeh midalad amas v'ad shmoina, harezu shchunas kevaris. If he finds three mason that are buried within the range of 48 amas, they may not be transferred because this seems to be a permanent cemetery. He must also do the following. He must check the surrounding area within 20 amas of this kvarim for other possible kvarim. Matza echad b'seif esrim amo, b'yidei kemenu lahalon esrim amo shereglayim lodaver. If he found even one kever in the distance of 20 amas, he must check the area within 20 amas of this kever as well, because the previous kvarim indicate that this single kever is part of the cemetery. Even though she'ilu tzchila matzoi, in the ratio where a single kever was found initially, the kever may be transferred because there is no indication that the kever was part of a basic verse. The Gemara explains each word of the Mishnah. Hamaitzi meis betchila mushkim kedarkoi, matza prat lematzui. It excludes a kever yadua, a known grave as explained earlier. Meis prat laharik. Even if the meis was buried kederach, but if we see that he was killed, he's like a meis shechaser in litfusa b'leishchunas kevaris. Taisus explains. B'shem ha'halocha l'moshe mi-Sinai. Mushkev prat li-yeshev. Kedarkoi prat l'shereshe munach ben yarkoisav. If each mess was buried shaloi kederach in an irregular way, such as in a sitting position or with his head placed between his knees, or the Gemara adds, matzah shnayim reisha shalzeh b'tzad magro leisev shalzeh. V'reisha shalzeh b'tzad magro leisev shalzeh. If two adjacent kvarim were found, with one's head parallel to the other's feet, inlem tfusa b'lishchunas kvaris. Even three mason may be transferred, and without tfusa, because aminan dilma ibikachavmo, it is possible that they are Gentiles. And as the Rashbam and Masechtas Baba Basra explains, inam Yisraelhu b'akroi b'almo hishlicha l'sham. Even if they are Yisrael, they were only buried there temporarily to be transferred later. The Gemara continues, matzah shleisha ha'echad yedua b'shnayim tchila. Three kvarim were found, but one was known, while the other two were not known, or vice versa. Ein lehem tfusa, ve'ein lehem shchunas kvaris, because as the Taisa explains, halach l'moshe mi-Sinai. The Gemara now discusses tfusa. Rabbi Huda says that the source for tfusa is in the pasuk in which Yaakov Avinu instructed his son Yosef, when it's asani mi-Mitzrayim u'kvartani b'kvarasim, as the Rashi explains, the word mi-Mitzrayim is superfluous, and teaches mi-Mitzrayim tulimi, take some of the earth of Mitzrayim with me. Regarding the share of tfus that needs to be taken, Rebbe Lazar and the Brisa later, which quotes Rebbe Yechonon ben Nuri, Mishum ben Azai, say, Neitel ofer tichuach, v'chayfer b'psula gimel etzbois. He takes the loose earth around the kever and digs under the mess and removes another three finger breaths as well, because as Taisus cites the Yerushalmi, Mayhal hameis yorid b'karka ad gimel etzbois. The fluids of the mess seep into the ground within gimel etzbois. The Gemara cites a second opinion in the Braisa. Rebbe Lazar Rebbe Tzadik says, Neitel es hakismin ve'es haksasis. One removes the shards of the coffin and the pieces of earth around the mess. V'zerik es havadoin u'manich es hasvekis. Those pieces that are definitely not from the mess are thrown away, and those that are possibly from the mess are hidden to prevent anyone from becoming tamei. V'ashar mitztarif l'roiv binyoni shel meis u'l'roiv ha'atzamis l'mali tarvid rekif. And that which is definitely from the mess is considered as the actual mess regarding the majority of the skeleton, a quarter cow of bones, and a ladle full of dust from the mess, and that they are metama ba'oil as learned earlier in the 7th parak. However, one is not required to be chayfer b'besula gimel expois. The Gemara continues, the Mishnah had taught that an individual body, and even two, may be moved. However, three bodies may not be moved. Amar Rava, baduk upana, baduk upana. Badak v'ashkach, if one kever was discovered and transferred, and then the second kever was discovered and transferred, and then a third kever was discovered, loy hai mafni legabe hanach trei. The third kever may not be transferred to the first two kvarim, because as the Rosh explains, nizbar shem shchunas kvaris. It is now verified that these three kvarim were a cemetery. However, loy hani trei legabe haichad. The first two kvarim need not be transferred back to the third kever, because b'shoa shepinim lohav yidua. When they were transferred, it was not known yet that they were a cemetery, and the transfer was halachically permitted. The Gemara cites another version to Rava, which is more lenient, and says, Kivin shenasna rishus lefanles mefan alayin. The third kever may be transferred as well, even though it is obviously a shchunas kvaris, because ila matzai vitiaru Eretz Yisrael. The Chachama found an opportunity to purify the ground in Eretz Yisrael to prevent excessive tumah. Zok the Mishnah, kol safik negayim b'tzchila tahar, actually niskik l'tumah. Regarding all questionable cases of leprosy, they are tahar if the kohen has not yet declared them tamei, as Tosfos cites the Mishnah Masechtas Negayim. In the case of shnayim shabo etz l'kohen, b'azeh b'heres kegris u'b'azeh kesela, two people came before the kohen. The first one had a smaller nega the size of a gris, while the second had a larger nega the size of a sela. The kohen put them into hesker, confinement for a week. B'seif shavua b'azeh kesela u'b'azeh kesela, after hesker, both negayim were the size of a sela, but the kohen does not recall which one had the smaller nega that now has spread and should be declared tamei. Nevertheless, they are both tahar, because as Tosfos explains, de'uk me'achas kase, each person has a cheskes tahara. However, mishnizkik l'tumah sveikei tamei, he is considered tamei if the kohen had already declared him tamei, as in the case of shnayim shabo etzel kohen, ba'zeh baheres kegris u'b'zeh kesela, and then b'seif shavua, b'zeh kesela v'oid u'b'zeh kesela v'oid. After Hezger, both Negoim had spread to the size of a bit more than a sela. At that point, Shneim Temeim, they're both declared Tamei because both spread. Then, Chazru Liyas Kesela Ukesela. Both Negoim shrunk to the size of a sela, but the Kohen does not recall which one originally had the larger Nega that was Kesela and should now become Tahar because it shrunk back to the original size. However, Shneim Temeim, Anshe Yachzru Liyas Kegris, they're both still Tamei until they each shrink to the size of a gris, because ukmi achas kasei, each person has a cheskas tumah.